Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about the ever-increasing prevalence of school spirit days and the burden they place on parents. Let's dive in.
I'm all ears. So, what's the gist of this article?
Well, it highlights how spirit days, once a high school tradition, have trickled down to elementary and even preschool levels. The article emphasizes that these events, while seemingly fun, can become a major source of stress for parents.
Trickle down? You mean like pajama day for kindergartners?
Exactly. The article gives an example of a mom who had to buy a koala costume for her child because of a koala-themed lesson. It goes on to explain that some schools even have daily dress-up themes leading up to Christmas.
Wow, that's a lot. I can see how that would be overwhelming.
Absolutely. And the article mentions that this isn't just a few isolated incidents. It seems to be a growing trend, with some schools having spirit days as often as once a week.
Once a week? That sounds exhausting. What are parents saying about this?
Well, they describe it as homework. Many feel burdened, especially given the already high levels of parental stress. Finding out about these days last minute adds another layer of frustration.
Last minute? That doesn't seem fair to the parents.
The article features a journalist who refuses to participate, calling spirit days absurd. She only allows her kids to dress up if they do it independently.
That's one way to handle it. But doesn't that risk the kids feeling left out?
The article acknowledges that concern. Another parent interviewed found a middle ground, participating only when it's easy. She uses these situations to teach her daughter that different families have different approaches.
It's interesting to see these different perspectives. What's the school's take on all this?
The article suggests schools have good intentions. They aim to foster community and engagement. But even some educators are finding spirit days tiring and acknowledge they can be disruptive. One principal diplomatically expressed a preference for normal school days.
So, what's the solution? Less is more?
The article proposes just that. Maybe one pajama day, or focusing on collaborative, in-school activities instead of costumes.
That makes sense. Shift the focus from individual costumes to collective projects everyone can enjoy.
Precisely. The article also points out how spirit days can inadvertently expose wealth disparities. Some PTAs are even providing props to address this.
I hadn't considered that. It's a good point.
Ultimately, the article recognizes the conflicting emotions parents experience, the annoyance versus the joy of seeing their children happy. It concludes by acknowledging that these days are likely here to stay, especially given the undeniable cuteness factor of kids in costumes.
It's a tough situation. Thanks for breaking it down.
Of course, and thanks for listening, everyone. Until next time.
Goodbye.